and it won't go to it. Dish Opera, okay?
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Christina. How can I help you today?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. My name is Christina. How can I help you today?
Hey, Christina. Are you with Wellness Supply Company?
We are a third-party call center.
Okay, here's my problem. Y'all took $95 twice out of my bank account since Wednesday, and I didn't order anything. It says Wellness Supply, but I didn't order anything. The girl at the bank tells me something about my wife might have ordered a free trial thing from y'all or something like that, and never did cancel. But I didn't order it, and she didn't get any more stuff anyway. Diet stuff. But y'all took $200 out last, $95 last month, and $200 this month out of my bank account. I want that put back in.
Yes, sir. Could I perhaps have your zip code so I can access your account?
My zip code is 29160.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And can I have the first and last name for the account?
It is William King. K-I-N-G.
Yes, sir. And just for security purposes, could we verify your shipping address, please?
Shipping address is, I don't know where you shipped it. Is it? We didn't get anything. But is it P.O. Box 296, Swansea? That's the way I think my bank account's set up that way. P.O. Box 296, Swansea, South Carolina, 29160. Or is it 710... Redmond Mill Road, Swansea?
Yes, sir. Now, I do see
okay.
that your account was being charged for, let me see.
It charged $95 twice in the last day or two.
It says that these products are for Go Beyond, Go Keto, and Cleanse products.
Well, that's something my wife is doing, something, but it's on my bank account. And I didn't order it, and I don't want it. And I need my money back in my bank, and I need to cancel that thing.
Yes, sir. So just to explain the charges on your account, the initial amount
okay.
that was paid for was just for the shipping and handling of that product. That did, however, sign you up for a 14-day trial with us, on which on the 15th day, if no one called in to cancel, then we would charge you the full retail price for both products.
Well, she never got the products that I know of. I don't know. But she's not on my bank account. So, but it was charged to my bank account. And that's $200 out of my bank account. I just got my Social Security check. Now, I need that money put back in there. I mean, it took out last month too, but I don't care about last month. Put my it's 95 and 95. Do you see that on there? It was charged in the last 2 days or so, since about Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want that put back in my bank account. I want this thing canceled, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. But I know I'm not paying $200 a month for something I didn't even get, and I didn't order it. So.
Yes, sir. So the amounts that you were charged for this month, it seems that those products have already shipped out. They haven't been delivered, but they have shipped out. Now, I can
yeah.
go ahead and make sure everything is canceled for you, so you won't be
yeah.
receiving any further charges or products. Yeah. As for the refund, I'm afraid I cannot refund any charges that have already been made to the account.
Yeah, I guess you will refund them. I'll have a lawyer on you. Because I didn't make the charges, and that's my bank account. And I didn't order the stuff. So if you took somebody else's word for it, then and you won't refund my money, then I'm going to have a lawyer put on the situation. And y'all be sued. The company will be sued for stealing my money out of my bank. That's fraud. So if you can refund it back in there, everything will be fine. You put my two $95 charges back in my bank account. If this stuff comes here, I'll ship it back to you. Where is it supposed to be shipped to?
Yes, sir. So this will be shipped to 710 Redmond. 710 Redmond Mill Road.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and make sure that everything is canceled. And give me 1 second so I can talk to someone about that refund for you.
Okay. That'd be fine. Listen to me. And you said that stuff's been shipped out, but you ain't got it yet. But she can't cancel or she can cancel everything. She can't refund that money. I told them they didn't move. That's my thing. I didn't do it. I was getting it. So now she's talking to the supervisor to see about putting my money back in the bank. I told her, I'd be glad to send it back to her. But I gotta have my money back in the account.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah,
just one more second, please.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you for waiting. So I can go ahead and get that fully refunded for you.
Okay. Do you have the bank account number, the debit card number, or whatever? Do you have that information? Surely you do because you debited it out of there.
Yes, sir.
So you have the debit card to put it back on, right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
You have that information. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We do have that information. And now I'm going to go ahead and fully refund this amount. Now, just to explain how that refund process works, that does typically take about 3 to 5 days to get back to your account.
That'd be fine. That'd be fine.
And
if I get this stuff in the mail, you want me to turn and ship it back to you?
No, sir. So
you said it's been sent out, but I hadn't received anything.
Yes, sir. It hasn't been delivered quite yet, but it has shipped out.
Okay.
Now, due to COVID, we're not allowed to handle any reshipments, so you can do as you please with those products.
Okay. So and you're canceling that complete order, right? So. There won't be anything else done on that order, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, and you're refunding $95 twice back to my bank account. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So one of these is for $95.94, and the other one is $99.94.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're refunding those back.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. I appreciate it, and I guess I'll holler at you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.